And so the Blues, what a difference a week makes as they turn around their form against the bottom of the ladder Kangaroos and demolish St Kilda. And we saw a bit of the future. We saw the return of Charlie Cameron and we saw Carlton keep their faint finals hopes alive. 18-4, 112 to 12-9, 81. The final siren, the final score. Max King versus Carlton. The Blues had far more contributors. They led 5-3 at quarter time. They got away to a 5-goal margin by half time and then went on with it in the third. The Saints got some consolation goals. But in the end, it's Carlton 18-4, 112 to 12-9, 81. A dominant performance by the Blues on the night. And their leading disposal winner, or their star, were Sam Wells, 26 disposals and 3 goals. Paddy Cripps, 26 disposals and 1 goal. Jack Silvani, who backed up in the ruck in place of Tom DeConing, who was sub before halftime. 25 touches and a goal. And, of course, it was the big boy Harry Mackay up forward, who's ended with 5 goals, 2. Could easily have ended with 7 or 8 goals tonight and was looking that way at one stage. But that's a good win for the Blues, who have been under siege, and their coach, for the moment, David Teague, at least that gives him something to back up his statement that he still has belief in this group and that they'll get there.
Yeah, it's a good win. There's no question about that. It was a gutsy win. They looked like they had a lot more system, a lot more belief in each other, and they were certainly here to work. And they were led by their skipper, Paddy Cripps, who copped a reasonably negative critique from Lee Matthews during the week, which went around the world. And they're also led by young Sam Walsh, who absolutely dominated through the middle of the ground, kicking 3 goals from about 28 possessions. But what I did like, I liked the fight back of Wietering. Wietering was moved off his man last week, and he was slaughtered early, conceding 3 goals. And I liked the move of Wietering sticking at the task, but also the support given by his coach. They just altered it slightly, put an extra man down there. And St Kilda didn't react, and Max King didn't react. And St Kilda need to address his backwards handball because it killed them.
Yep. Yeah, and Wietering became more physical, which I think in the first quarter he was probably waiting to see how the game panned out, gave King too much time and to run and jump at the ball. Then they just all became physical in that back half, especially against King, and he just couldn't find another way. We see the St Kilda players
all going
just getting
to
around Hunter Clark and just seeing if he's okay. He didn't look too well, but it's a good win by Carlton. The margin suggests that it was a close game. It certainly wasn't. That's Carlton dominated for me all over the ground. They had makeshift ruckman in Silvani and Kennedy, but they did the job, not necessarily in hitouts, but certainly around the ground. And for me, it was their pressure. When you look through the stats, the contested stuff, the tackles, and everything around the middle of the ground that shows really good intent. We spoke to Eddie pre-game, but for them to out-tackle a side that in St Kilda that just overpossessed the ball, they out-tackled them by 17. So their intent was there, their energy was there, and they're brave. Just in terms of moving the ball off the back half of the ground was a feature in the first half, and terribly accurate. 18-4 is a really good return after the, I think it was 2-5 in the first quarter last weekend against North Melbourne.
Well, Harry Mackay was actually the biggest
culprit
for the 4 points. He kicked a couple of stinkers, really, from reasonably easy shots. They got a lot of running goals, running into the goal square, though, a bit like Richmond and a bit like St Kilda of last year. So that always helps your accuracy when you get the chain of handballs into an open goal and there's not a lot of pressure. But the Saints will be pretty happy with themselves. A great rebound.
The Blues.
It's a long week in footy when you get a spanking and then you've got to deal with the public scrutiny. And to come out in Friday night footy and do what they did is a bit of a testament to their character.
You always get a good insight when the players go into the rooms, don't you? And all the staff there and everyone getting around each other. So it's been a big week for the football club. They've bounced back in a really impressive win against St Kilda.
We're going to get in and sing the song. Nick Newman's going to join us from the room shortly. Plenty of spirit visible in the Carlton rooms after, as we said, a pretty tough week. 18-4-112 to 12-9-81. So, looking forward to chatting to Nick Newman and getting the feel from the Blues rooms. And I wonder what it means. It certainly put an end to St Kilda's claims as well, hasn't it? On the, they're in the same position now, effectively, as Carlton, but with a worse percentage.
Yep.
And a couple of injuries. Dougal Howard with a hamstring, so we might not see him again.
Just goes to show, though, the competition concussion is so even at that bottom half level. You can be an ordinary side and be not far out of the eight.
Yep.
Well, they're just taking it in turns of losing those games. Yeah. The teams, aren't they, really? I mean, Essendon last week, the Giants obviously were able to get the win. And as it stands, the Giants are a plus two. Richmond really have a pretty easy draw. Well, potentially have an easy draw. We know they've lost to other teams where we thought they would have penciled in the win, so we can't be sure. But they play an undermanned Freo. It's still very much there for the Tigers, depending on what happens.
And the Bombers,
with the Giants.
I mean, the Swans are not unbeatable. They've been in great form and they've won close games, etc. But the Bombers' best would take it up to Sydney. It's just that they haven't played their best for a period of time. Yep. All of a sudden, Darcy Parrish has been tagged 2 weeks in a row. Can't get near the footy when he's tagged, so he's going to have to work his way through that. They haven't worked hard defensively. Their kids are starting to run out of puff. So if they, like Carlton, can rebound, well, then it's going to be a nice tight old tussle with the Swans.
Who do you think will get there, Jared, to eighth?
I thought the Giants were going to get there, but then they dropped one game, but then they won one game. So
yeah, but then they dropped another one after that.
So they're the best side, in my view, at the present time. But I thought tonight St Kilda were going to get there. So, and St Kilda dished up that rubbish. So it's hard to say, but the Giants bring back a couple of pretty serious players this weekend. I think they've got the talent to hold their spot.
All right, well, let's head down to the Carlton rooms, and Nick Newman's been good enough to join us after that win, which is a terrific one. Nick, thanks for your time.
No worries, guys.
Yeah, we're just watching you come into the rooms. It looked like great spirit in there. Obviously, Charlie returning, which was a real positive. But just to get your form back after last week so quickly, quite a turnaround.
Yeah, look, obviously really pleasing. Pretty disappointed, embarrassed last week. So, really pleased that we were able to come out and get a result. That was the main thing. And I thought for three and a half quarters, we played our brand of footy. Yeah, I thought the guys that came in had a role, played it. So, yeah, it was great to have Charlie back. But I thought Lockie O'Brien was good and Josh Honey as well. So, really pleasing, mate.
How did the week play out after what happened last week?
It was a bit of a blessing that we had a six-day break. Not often you really enjoy six-day breaks, but after a tough one like that, we couldn't wait to get playing again. So, we came in Monday and we reviewed pretty heavily and some home truths were spoken about, and we addressed what we needed to address, and then after Monday, you got to move on pretty quick. So, we were lucky we had a day off Tuesday, and so the one thing that's a cop Monday, but it was done with, and we looked to the Saints, and we prepared really well, we trained really well during the week, and it was great resilience from the group to be able to bounce back and put last week aside and play some good footy tonight.
How much relationship can you draw between the way you train and the way you play?
It's a hard one to gauge. I think for the majority of the time, it's a fair indicator. I think there is an outlier every now and again where you sometimes don't train as well but come out and play well. But I think you know, for the consistency of the year and pre-season, if you train with good intent and train really well, then it usually holds you in good stead. But it's not about week-to-week training. It's training well and with intent to more sessions than not, and that usually holds us in good stead. So, yeah, it's hard to know the true indicator, but we did train well this week and played well, so we'll take it this week.
It's hard to recognise what we saw tonight and what we saw last week. And, like, we've all played in games where just everybody has a shocker, but you look lazy, you look as if you're not having a go, and we all know in the mind that's not the fact, but the reality is that's your performance. So how did you actually face up to that in the review?
Ultimately, we just showed some clips that weren't good enough. Yeah, it's as simple as that. You can't really beat around the bush of those things and sort of not choose to hide them or whatever you do. We just have to address it, show the clips, own them, and then move forward. So, yeah, there were some pretty brutal clips to watch, but to the boys' credit, we owned it as a group.
Yep.
We addressed it. We knew that wasn't good enough. And, yeah, I don't think we'll see too many of them after tonight, which is crazy.
Nick, I think watching the game, there was a certain level of physicality, especially after the first quarter. I think the game was quite open, and certainly Max King in the forward line got some really easy looks, and there wasn't much delay on the ball. But after quarter time, there was a certain amount of physicality by yourself and certainly the other defenders that changed the momentum of the game.
Look, it was a focus for us this week. It was bringing pressure and competing, and with that comes physicality. And if you look at all the good teams over the years, you're obviously part of one, and Brisbane and all the good teams that had a bit of an edge about them. And so for us, we knew that we were lacking that last week. And it was a focus this week, and we wanted to play with a physical edge, make it hard for the opposition. They got some really good runners, especially in the forward line. They got some guys that got some wheels and can get golf side of you. Brad Hill was there for periods of time. And we knew that if we could be physical, check and make it as hard as possible, it might not pay dividends in the first quarter, but by the third and fourth quarter, we felt like it slowed them down a little bit.
And on the back of that, in terms of making it hard for the opposition, the ball movement off half back was something that was different to last week. Just the ability and the confidence to take that kick inboard to really open up the forward part of the ground.
It wasn't a huge focus, to be honest, this week. It was more around our defensive efforts. That was the thing that was really disappointing last week. So we addressed a little bit of ball movement. But, I thought tonight we played with some pretty good pace and changed our modes a little bit at times. Yeah, we took some inside kicks. And when they were on, we took them and got the ball in quick to our big forwards. But I thought sometimes in the second half when they sort of started to drop a number or two in front of Harry once Dougal Howard went out, I thought there were passages where we built the ball up and we chipped it around and we didn't rush. So without reviewing it yet, I felt like we had a good balance at times tonight.
Nick, thanks for your time. Really appreciate it and your insights. Well played tonight. Good luck.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Nick Bye. Newman joining us in the rooms post-match after the Blues victory. 18-4, 112 to 12-9, 81. We will take a break. We'll come back on AFL Nation and we'll get through a whole heap of our awards and sum up the game and look ahead to the weekend as well. But it was the Blues, big victors tonight on AFL Nation.
That quarter on AFL Nation was for Mate Communications, award-winning Aussie service mobile plans from $20.
Welcome back. It's post-match on a Friday night on AFL Nation. It is an 18-4, 112-12-9, 81 victory for the Blues. About as accurate as a team it would have got all season, I imagine, from kicking that amount of score.
Yeah, one of their highest scores for the year. And the news of the day, as bizarre a day as it is, Carlton and David Teague, he could not have done a better job tonight as a coach of that footy club, could he? He did a really good job.
Yep.
He shut down King when King was dangerous. So King looked like taking the game away from them. There were a lot of things he got right tonight.
The downside is that Clarko might have been watching Friday Night Footy and thought, there's something to work with after all. I might have a little bit of that.
Would Ross Lyon or Clarko have shut down King as quickly as Teague did?
Don't know, but as we said, we've seen more of their young players on display from the recruiting over the past 5 years than ever before, and there's a bit there.
It was the most even game I think we've seen from a contribution across the board for Carlton.
Mm.
You know, I think you could bring out Walsh as one of the best players. Cripps was probably could have been his best game for the year, but there was.
And without De Koning for most of the game too. So they didn't have a ruckman for half a game.
Yeah, I'm not sure he was in the votes. But
No, but they didn't have a ruckman though, to have a half a game without a ruckman against Marshall, who's one of the best rucks in the comp.
Yeah, everyone might change from now on and go back to get no ruckman. Furphy, unbelievable moment for Furphy. Refreshing ale, born in Geelong. That's unbelievable.
I thought the review of the goal that
was
over the line by a metre.
It's meant to be a positive thing.
I thought it was good that it was positive.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
Okay. Furphy refreshing ale, born in Geelong. That's unbelievable. I tried. MEGT rookie of the day, your local apprenticeship experts.
I like Leo Connolly. I thought he showed a bit with ball in hand and finishes with the 18 disposals. So he was the highest possession winner out of the eligible rookies for the night.
And I was having a look before. He was had the 10th most disposals for St Kilda, but he was their number one metres gained, which just goes to show what you were talking about, Jared, how a few of the others stuffed around with it. MEGT, supporting employers and apprentices for over 40 years. Roco, Leo Connolly. Goal of the game for instant windscreens. Broken windscreen, call instant windscreens 1-3-2-4-4-4.
Well, I'm thinking Sam Walsh, because it can't be repeated.
So you're saving Charlie Kerner for something else,
for the category. Around the corner.
Okay, yep.
For me was...
Good one.
Okay, that's for instant windscreens. The crucial moment for New Farm, Australian through and through.
Well, I think it was moving Wietering back onto Max King after he was off him for a period of time and Liam Jones took responsibility. But then to move him back on, give him some support around that contest. I think that was a big moment in the game because Max King was shut out from that point on.
Okay, that's for New Farm. The tackle or tackler of the game for Toro. Home ground advantage. Count on Toro to get the job done.
Probably Jack Steele.
Yep. 13 tackles.
Man of Steel.
Yep. All right. That was for Toro. The Bendix Breaks big moments. Confidence stopping. That's Bendix Breaks.
Big moment. I didn't have anyone for that category.
We had you down to come up with that.
So you're saving Charlie Kerner for something else.
Probably McKay.
What about the start? Yeah, three goals. You know, for Max King.
No, I'm going to go Mackay, 5 goals.
The Clarko press conference from earlier today. Can you throw that
in? Yeah, it's hard to beat that.
Yep,
hard to beat that. And then Jeff trying to sort of scrounge around.
And then Sam quizzing Jeff.
In the post-match.
Yep. I haven't seen that. How did you rate that?
I thought Sam probably won on points.
Did he?
Yep.
Okay.
All right, you can put your foot down with confidence. That's Bendix Breaks. The fabulous power player ratings for Red Energy, awarded Canstar's most trusted energy retailer nationally for 2021. That's Red Energy.
Well, Jack Steele sits on top with 158. Rowan Marshall, Silvani's the top rated Carlton player. Zach Jones comes next. Kennedy, Sam Walsh, and Patrick Cripps are the next few.
Okay, that's for Red. That's for Red Energy. Time now for the sustained performer for Host Plus. We go with you.
Oh, I think it was Sam Walsh. Finishes with the 3 goals. He was tagged 26 disposals. 11 of those were contested, but he was fantastic.
Still trying to find out what's going on with Tom De Koning.
So if it was a torn pec, would he be trying to test it by putting his arm back?
Yeah.
Because he sort of...
Yeah, he wobbled his chest.
Yeah.
So he could have had a cracked rib.
Yep.
When he was down in the rooms, it looked like he was doing run-throughs.
Mm. So the running might be more ribbish than torn pec.
Could be the sternum.
That's for Hose. That's actually not for Hose Plus, official superannuation.
Costo-sternal joint.
Of the
What's
AFL.
It called?
A costo-sternal joint.
So that, boys are doing their injury rack for Sudux Active, muscular and joint pain relief. Follow the directions for use.
Is that a long-termer?
Dougal Howard.
No.
Okay.
Two or 3 weeks.
Well, hamstring. Jared thinks it might be the season if it's a hamstring.
Yep, we're getting to that stage now, aren't we? The Saints probably, almost certainly won't make it after this. Unmissable moments for DrinkWise. Choose to drink wise. You won't miss a moment if you drink wise.
Well, that was the one that I was leaving for Charlie Kerner.
Oh,
sorry,
yeah, that was unmissable.
Sorry, Jared.
Yeah, no, I was more than happy for you.
To... one of those things where we just wondered whether he'd do something special.
Didn't
first
do
chance.
Much else, did he?
1-2.
Bang, I thought you were going to run with Sam Kerr, but if you want to go with Charlie Kerner, that's all right.
Yeah, we can.
2 goals from Sam Kerr helped Australia to a 4-3
win. One of the most unmissable moments was Hutto calling 2 games of footy at once, simultaneously.
One of them was off replay.
Yeah,
that's because he wasn't allowed to call.
Not allowed to call.
So he actually called one off replay whilst calling the other one live, which I'm not sure has been done before.
The ladder for United Forklift and Access Solutions. No forklift is as tough as a cat forklift from United. So the
best
Blues,
4 minutes. Did you recall the 4 minutes from last? Do you have to go and recall it?
Yes, we did. Yep, we did. Okay. That made me very popular with Nick and Gary, two of the most patient men you've ever worked with. So the ladder has Carlton in 11th and St Kilda in 12th there, Jared, I think it does at this stage.
Fremantle's in 12th, Carlton's in 11th.
And St Kilda 13th.
St Kilda's in 13th spot. They've dropped down, so instead of being inside the 8, comfortably ensconced in the 8.
They're 13th.
What number?
That'd be 12 plus 1, Jared, for United Forklift and Access Solutions. The votes then. In fact, before the votes, which we'll finish with, we are going live to South Australia tonight. And looking ahead, it's Port Adelaide and the Crows both playing in the weekend. That's for Keno. Play Keno from only $1 a game. Gamble responsibly. Port take on GWS. And the Crows play...
Crows play tomorrow, Bulldogs.
Against the Bulldogs. Yeah. That's it. Play Keno today from only $1 a game. A post-game review for Beaumont Tiles Trade Club. Up next, Damien Watson with the AFL Nation wash-up. But the votes and their stats for Safety Steel Sheds.
I need to be quick because I can hear the music. Harry Mackay gets the one vote, 5-2. Jacob Wietering for his job on Max King. And Sam Walsh, 3 goals, 26 disposals, gets the 3.
You gave Wietering votes.
Did you?
Yep. That is extremely controversial.